Hey guys, I hope your Monday morning is going great. It's a brand new week and we're introducing a brand new truth on the Wake Up Kid podcast. First, let's back up and review the 21 truths we've learned so far. This is going to take so long. I'll ask the question and then if you know the answer, you answer it along with me. Who made you? God made me. What else did God make? God made everything. Why did God make you? To glorify Him and enjoy Him forever. How can you glorify God? By loving Him and obeying Him. How many gods are there? There is only one God. And how many persons does God exist? Three, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. What is God? God is a spirit. Where is God? God is everywhere. Did God have a beginning? God is eternal. He has always been and always will be. What does God know? God knows everything. What can God do? God can do whatever He chooses to do. What is the Bible? God's holy word. Who wrote the Bible? Holy men who were led by the Holy Spirit. Can we trust the Bible? Yes, God's word is true and permanent. Who were the first people God created? Adam and Eve. What unique thing did God give Adam and Eve? He gave them souls that will live forever. Do you have a soul? Yes, I have a soul that will live forever. God made Adam and Eve holy and happy. Did they stay that way? No, they sinned against God. What is sin? Sin is disobeying God. What happened when Adam and Eve sinned? They became sinful and miserable. What do we inherit from Adam? A sinful nature. Okay, that brings us to our brand new truth today. We're sticking with this topic of sin, which I hate and God hates even more, but it's important that we understand it. So here's the question. What does every sin deserve? And the answer is a punishment from God that lasts forever. We're going to talk about that some more, but first, let's lighten up with just a little bit of a goofy joke of the day.
Hey, Jack.
What, Ryan?
What is the most popular fish in the ocean?
I don't know, Ryan. What is it?
The starfish.
Wake up, kid. This week, we are focused on the answer to this question, what does every sin deserve? And the answer is punishment from God that lasts forever. Now, that answer has three important parts, and I just want you to take a moment with me and focus on that today. Because of our sin, first part, because of our sin, we deserve a punishment. Sinning is disobeying the authority of the creator of the universe, and because of that, we deserve to be punished. The second part I want you to understand is it's a punishment from God that we deserve. Because of the sin against God, we deserve to be punished by God. It's God Himself who punishes sin. And thirdly, the duration, how long our punishment should last. We sinned against a perfect, holy, eternal God. So the punishment that we deserve from that God is perfect and eternal like Him. The Bible says in Romans chapter 1, verse 18, "For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men." The wrath of God, it's from Him, that punishment that we deserve. And the wrath of God is revealed against all ungodliness and unrighteousness. Those are other words for sin. Because of our sin, we have earned the wrath of God. Punishment from God that lasts forever. But fortunately, God loves us so much that He doesn't want us to have to go through the punishment we deserve. Jesus came to take our punishment. He never sinned, but He died in our place so that if we'll turn away from our sin and put our trust in Him, we can be rescued from this punishment we earned. That's what true love is. If you've never done that, please consider talking to an adult that you love and trust, finding out more about becoming a child of God. And if you have done that, spend some time today thanking God for making a way for you to be rescued from the eternal punishment you deserve from Him. Love you guys. Hope you have a great rest of your day.